Paul's letter to the Romans is the only letter we have that was sent to a church Paul had neither founded nor visited. Paul is offering a much more comprehensive theological viewpoint here than in the other letters. This verse comes early in the letter, and Paul is building up to some profound and powerful verses. But today, let us hear these words as profound in themselves, and as a starting point for life-changing action. Romans 2, verse 4. Or do you despise the riches of his kindness and forbearance and patience? Do you not realize that God's kindness is meant to lead you to repentance? The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
This morning we're starting a new sermon series. It'll last for 4 Sundays, and then we'll begin Advent, our new Christian year that leads us to Christmas and then on to Easter. This sermon series is based on a book I'm sure you read 23 years ago when it came out. It's called The Conspiracy of Kindness. Anybody read The Conspiracy of Kindness? 1993. I didn't either. I discovered it a few years ago in part because we were looking for the best examples to move the church in the directions where we had the hardest time. I don't know about you, but I do not have the spiritual gift of evangelism. Anyone? Anyone? But even so, when we join the United Methodist Church, we say we're going to support it with our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness, which means somehow or another we've got to do this stuff, whether we're good at it or not. So I went out looking for a structure, for a inspiration that would allow me to do this with all my heart, because I wasn't gifted at it. I had no desire to walk door to door, knock on the door, and ask if they believed in Jesus. It just doesn't fit who I am. My spiritual gifts include encouragement and mercy and teaching and wisdom, but not evangelism. So we've discovered this book, and the next 4 weeks we're going to talk about it. Let me first give you the hardest possible sell I can, and then I'll back up where you will feel comfortable too. All right? Did you notice what's on the table here up front this morning? That's a little scary. We have Comet, we have Greenworks, we have a brush, paper towels, a feather duster. How many of you ever have seen on the church table a plunger? So one of the examples in the book, this is the style that this book, it's called servant evangelism. And trust me, I'll get to the point where you're comfortable. I am not starting there. One of the examples in the book is to get teams to go to the businesses in the community and ask if church teams can clean their bathrooms. Now, how many of you find that inspiring? How many of you have ever been to a Walk to Emmaus? It kind of fits in there a little bit, doesn't it? So here's the point. You go in, you've got your t-shirt on that says the church has left the building. You walk into Subway and you say, I'm here to clean your restroom. And they go, are you nuts? And some of them will say, I don't know. Let me call the manager. I don't know. We have to call the corporate office to find out if I can let a stranger clean our restroom. But I promise you, for the rest of the day, maybe the rest of the week, maybe the rest of the month, maybe for the rest of their life, they're going to go, you would not believe this crazy group from a church came in and asked if they could clean the restroom. And at some point in the conversation, they go, why would you do that? And all you have to do is say, because I believe God really loves you. Their story never gets completed without them saying, because I believe God really loves you. That church believes God's love is so great that they even came to clean our restrooms. I'm telling you, cleaning the restrooms, you will get folks talking about. Forget putting an ad in the paper or sending out a mailer. If we went to all the businesses in our community and cleaned the restrooms, they would know about Coronado Community United Methodist Church. And they would know that God loves them. Because in the end, every time they see the truck go by or our church bus drive to pick up youth or somebody wearing one of those t-shirts, they're going to think, oh my gosh, that's the church that cleaned our restroom. So now, do I have any takers for cleaning the restroom? I'm not shocked. I'm not shocked. That's why we have the things on the. But we also have some other opportunities. Simple little acts of kindness. This one says, maybe you can handle this. Even if you can't do the rest, clean the restrooms in the community, this one, go and do likewise card says, recycle your plastic bags. Can you do that? That's not as good a response as I was hoping. I thought this was going to be pretty simple. I could have chose pray for peace. I hope you'll all do that too, but sometimes that feels like I'm banging my head up against the wall. Every once in a while, younger folks will say to me something about the validity of prayer and whether I should still be praying for peace, and I'll come back with them. You know, I've been praying for peace before apartheid was gone. And I've been praying for peace in Northern Ireland before there was peace in Northern Ireland. So don't tell me that God can't make peace happen even in the Middle East. It may not be while I can still see it, but I'm not giving up on my choice to pray for peace. There are lots of little cards out there that are very, very simple. The key is to have this lifestyle choice that allows us to do kindness. Tell me. Do you think our world could use a little more kindness? Little bit? Little bit? A lot. And it seems like the things that Christians do that are not all that kind are the things that get press about Christians. This week, there was a news story about a couple of Christ followers who were in a restaurant in North Carolina, and their tip for the young waitress was, a woman's place is in the home. That wasn't all that kind, now was it? And folks are going to hear that story in the news, and folks are going to hear that story being told over and over by folks, and they're going to say, see, those Christ followers don't believe what they say. I don't want to be part of a church. And we will lose ground because a Christian wasn't just kind. It's that simple. So we've been saying for weeks now that I wanted you to find an extra $5 and listen for God's voice, and maybe there's a time when you're going to find the opportunity, and I'd love to hear your stories about either your $5 used wisely or about the go and do likewise cards, the stories where you feel like it was meaningful, where God actually gave you a little encouragement to do something special. And I heard this morning that one of the things that happened last Sunday afternoon, a couple went to their normal restaurant on a Sunday afternoon. And their server that they get served by every week in and week out on Sunday afternoon wasn't there. She was homesick. So they left a tip for her anyway. That's a story that'll get told. The difference between who we are and who we don't want to be is some of us say, my tip is women's place is in the home, quit your job. Or she was sick and somebody comforted her. Which one of those feels like the Jesus that you know? You see, not every one of us needs to put on our outfits, our trekking shoes, and our work gloves and go to Africa to follow God's calling in our life. But all of us, every single one of us, can be in just the right place at just the right time to do something nice to somebody. If you get inspired, you want to read the book, let me tell you, you can read the first three chapters and put the book aside because the rest of it feels like, oh, that was a repeat. That was a repeat. So it's not the best book, but it's a great structure. It says you don't even ask. If you're in the grocery store line, you just ask the next person behind you, what kind of soda would you like? You don't say, would you like a soda? You say, do you like diet or regular? And just buy them a soda and hand it to them. Somebody in the next service, because of that $5 conversation we had a few months ago, was at the grocery store and the person checking out the groceries was having a tough time distinguishing whose was what and all that kind of stuff. And it ended up being that some of the things that our church member paid for were not hers. But she didn't need them, so they both ended up in the parking lot near each other, and she noticed that those items weren't on her shopping list. So she went over, and she gave the bag to the person, and the person said, can I pay you for them? I need to pay you. And she said, the response from our church person was, you know, our pastor has been telling us that we need to just do things in God's name on occasion. So this is me telling you that God loves you. There is a lot in our world today that makes you wonder. Fort Lauderdale made a law that it was illegal to serve food to homeless folks. Why?
Because it attracts the wrong group to the wrong place.
Just be nice. How sad is it that the preacher needs to remind us all that we need to just be nice? When I was growing up, I can remember that if I left a sporting event, you could never get out of the parking lot because everybody was always trying to get their way out. But if I ever left a concert that I chose to go to, people were real kind to each other. And it made me think, sometimes concert communities are better church than we are. But some of it is just who we are and how we're wired. Because when you go to a football game and you care desperately about the outcome, win or lose, you have a team you are aligned with and you have people you don't like. For no good reason. And that whole atmosphere of sporting sets up somebody to be a winner and happy, and somebody to be a loser, and they have to be enemies. And so you just can't, in the state of Florida, be supportive of two teams. You can pick one or the other, but you can't choose both. I know that's not the case in Michigan. My grandfather always said, I always root for Michigan and whoever's playing Notre Dame. I have some support. Did I get in trouble with any Notre Dame fans? Last week I said good things about the Cubs and I got in trouble from the Indian fans. The Indians are winning, so now the Cub fans will be unhappy with me as they leave. What if we don't need to put it in us versus them? What if it's just us together? God created each and every one of us, and we ought to just be kind to each other. Now, I want to distinguish this from missions. Missions, different from witness. Missions is we do research and we find out who needs it so that we can be the most effective with our money as possible. We're going to use our hours wisely. We've only got a limited amount. But what I'm telling you is not to pass any judgment whatsoever. Just be nice. There's no sense in which somebody needs to be worthy of the Coke or the bathroom. Because we weren't worthy when God loved us. And all we're doing is setting up the ability to say, because God loves you. And that's all I need to say. If they want to ask more, that'll scare the rest of us. One of the ways the book said to do it is to go to a parking lot at a mall and just wash everybody's windows on their car. You don't run into folks, although when you do, sometimes people aren't happy you touch their car. So, you got to be careful. The key is you got to do a good job washing the windows, because if you mess up somebody's windows, it doesn't help. All we're trying to do is be nice. And it gives us the opportunity to say, just because God loves you, God loves me. That feels a lot more like Jesus on the cross and a lot less like the Pharisees. And sometimes we play the role of older brother in the story of the Good Samaritan. Wait a second. Why are you throwing him a party? I'm the one who's been loyal. Stop worrying about what side you're on. Everybody needs a little kindness. Most of the folks who are doing are waiters and waitresses are trying to go to school, or they are single parents. If there are folks that could use a little extra cash and be incredibly grateful, it's single parents and kids who are going to school. You fill in the blank. Please don't write a note and say, a woman's place is in the... Kindness doesn't have any judgment. There's no logic to it. It doesn't need to have... We're just caring for each other. We're all created by the same God. And we were all loved in a way that is more than we ever deserved. Mother Teresa said, kind words can be short and easy to speak, but their echoes can truly be endless. You may remember somebody doing something just kind of random act of kindness for you. My guess is you can't remember everybody who's been judgmental to you. But it's a surprise when somebody's nice. That's what I want us to do. I think that tells the story of Jesus Christ better, when we surprise people with kindness. Buy the Starbucks for the next person in line. A couple of months ago, because of this sermon, Carla was in the Stavros Pizza in town, and she said she saw a homeless man come in, and she said, I want to pay for him. And they said, no, it's not necessary. And she said, no, really, this is what we're being asked to do as part of our church. And they said, no, we feed him every Sunday. There's a place in New York City that sells pizza, and they allow you to put a dollar on the corkboard to pay forward somebody who can't afford a dollar slice of pizza. So much so they've done 30,000 or some ridiculous amount of slices of pizza for free. What can we do? Now, we've put lots of different things out on the Go and Do Likewise board. Find something that fits you, that seems really easy to you. The one that says help a young family by watching their small children for a couple of hours. God, please don't ask me to do that. But for some of you, you know how valuable a gift that is to a young family, to have somebody else give them the opportunity to just catch their breath. Some of us have got children and grandchildren in far-off lands, and if someone who lives near them would just do that, in the name of Jesus Christ,
It would bring us to our knees and make us bawl like a baby. Maybe we should be the people that other people dream somebody in New Smyrna Beach would be. We can do this. Pick the ones that fit you. If it says bake a cake and you don't bake, don't choose that one. Carla would love that one. Carla would love the little kid one. And I'm going, Pick the one that fits who you are. I'm telling you, God uses who God designed you to be. In the meantime, while you're waiting for God to call you to Africa, in the meantime, when you're waiting for God's great big voice to give you a divine purpose for the rest of your days, in the meantime, let's show the kindness that will allow folks to see God's face in us anyway. What do you think? Amen?
Amen.
Amen.